Welcome to the Liberty Lineup Radio Show. This is Cheryl and Eager. Today's Faith in the Fire show with Steve and Janice Graham. And this hour, we are going to be talking about what the National Education Association is doing to oust religious freedom and welcome transgenderism. Also, Arthur Goldberg, former head of JONA, will be with us to talk about his lawsuit in the aftermath, result of the JONA case versus USA, and sexual orientation change efforts are under more attack. Here we are, Monday. I hope that you've had a wonderful weekend, Steve and Janice, and a new week is now upon us, and more keeps happening in the news. We want to thank, first of all, K-Talk for this opportunity to be on the air with you and to spread liberty around the world. Go to k-talk.com to listen online, and also don't forget to download the app on your smartphone, K-Talk Radio. And so this hour, we have some serious business that we're going to be taking up. We want to invite you to call and tell us what you are thinking about the radical cultural changes that are taking place around us. And that number to call is 801-254-5855. Many people are not aware of the opposition that we face from the Education Association. This is the lobbyist group, the trade association, that represents the majority of teachers all across this country. And in Utah, the state chapter is the Utah Education Association.
Right.
And so tell us what is going on and what are the questions that we need to be asking of not only our teachers, but parents out there. What are you thinking about what your children are going to be taught?
Well, Sherilyn, it's interesting that the National Education Association was having their convention just this past week. And one of the things that they were doing is pledging at least $70,000 to fight religious freedom bills across the country. I mean, this has to do with education. This is the people who represent our teachers around the world, around the country, and they're supposed to be talking about how we educate our kids, and yet what they want to do is put money to fight religious freedom. I mean, how does that match up?
It's the opposite of what should be happening.
Yeah, folks, I mean, what do you think about your National Teachers Union putting money to fight against our religious freedom? I mean,
it's replacing God with government.
It's a non sequitur. It doesn't match up with education. And let me remind you that the Utah Education Association, the UEA, remember those couple of days vacation that you and your kids enjoy every year and you go down to Disneyland or the beach or whatever in October? That's the UEA. They are the Utah chapter of the National Education Association.
So it says in this article from One News Now, the individual that is being interviewed, it's a retired NEA member, Geralee Smith, who has been tracking this proposal, as saying, it looks like to me they're bringing out all the guns. There are six different strategies they propose to fight what they call discrimination against the LGBTQ individuals. Do we know where we are? Those on the NEA site?
I don't know if they're on the NEA site or not, but they are in discussion somewhere, and you can find it. You can find it by searching online. Google something like NEA and strategies, and you will find it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's interesting because you say, okay, what are these strategies? I mean, what do you mean six individual strategies? And this is an example. They're pushing for mixed gender bathrooms and locker rooms. Oh, that's one of their strategies. So, you know, when it comes to warfare, which is what we're involved in, strategy is what is the overall thing we want to accomplish? And tactics are, what is the individual thing we're going to do in order to accomplish
a certain
our strategic goal?
Mm-hmm.
So they want to push for mixed gender bathrooms and locker rooms. Now, this is the people that are representing the teachers that teach our kids, and they're the ones that are pushing for boys to be able to go into the girls' locker rooms. I mean, excuse me, talk about abandoning the responsibility of protecting or educating children or whatever. So that's one of their strategies. And here's another one. They want broad support for gay school clubs.
Well, is school about sex? Come on, please. Why? We don't need this to be there.
In fact, you know, I noticed the other day that
it's an agenda.
I saw an article where it said, since Obama has been president, there has been a marked decrease in the number of school districts that are having sex education classes.
And, interesting.
Maybe a lot of people are, well, some people are saying, well, it doesn't feel like education. It's the school is the place where we should be talking about sex. So anyway, here's another one of their strategies. Now remember, this is the NEA or the UEA because they're affiliated with the NEA. They want to shut down conservative and Christian dissent. I mean, remember, the whole reason we can have gay clubs in our schools is because they wouldn't allow Bible clubs in schools, and those people took the case to court, and the Supreme Court said you've got to allow for Bible clubs. In fact, you've got to allow for any clubs. If you're going to allow one club, you have to allow them all. And so then all of a sudden, the gays were saying, well, then we'll just have a gay club.
This is a problem with the culture having no sense of right and wrong.
I have found the six tips for educators. Would you like to know?
Oh, yeah.
What they are? Okay. Number one, take complaints seriously. So if a student comes to you with a complaint about being bullied, don't dismiss it as just teasing. Listen and tell the student you will take appropriate action. Okay, so that's the first one, all right? Second one, report the alleged bullying. So what's that process? Keep the principal informed of all the bullying cases you're aware of. If the bullying seems to be based on a student's race, ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation, immediately report the student's complaint to the authority in your district designed or designated for investigating.
Can I just say
something? This is Title IX grievance.
To bring this down to real life, the weirdest thing has happened over the last 20 years. If a kid was bullied 20 years ago, people calling him gay or a fag or anything, well, the schools would probably ignore it. That's what happened with our son.
Just suck it up.
And now it's flipped because the kid already, they assume the kid has that sexual orientation. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Our kid did not at that time have that sexual orientation.
Well, what do you think that this is part of a greater cultural transformation? We're hearing a lot about Black Lives Matters and everybody has their own niche of, well, we matter, ranchers matter,
parents,
Hispanics matter,
parents
immigrants
matter.
I mean, we are balkanizing this nation, are we not?
Exactly.
Is this not part of that? Is
yes.
It?
Yeah, sure
so,
it is.
So when you pit people against each other then you have conflict. And
that's what they want.
And when you pass laws that are preferring or protecting one group over another, then do we not create more conflict? I don't know what our listeners are thinking about this, but I think this is all part of the big picture of what is happening. And we're teaching our students to do this,
oh,
right?
Yes. This is what they're learning.
Okay. Number three, reassure, do not judge. If a bullied student comes to you for help, reassure the student that you care about him or her and will do what you can. Do not, however, question the student about why he or she is being bullied. It's the behavior of the perpetrator that matters. If a student volunteers information about his or her sexual orientation or other personal information, do not judge that student. Student safety and education should be your first concern. Okay.
Okay.
Number four, get the student the appropriate professional help.
But what is that?
Whoa. If a student seems to be in emotional or psychological distress, offer to help the student get in touch with a counselor, social worker, or school psychologist right away. Like, we trust them.
Oh, boy.
Why not get in touch with the parent? Does that seem to be, like, glaring?
Yes. That is not the school's responsibility.
So they're instructing the teachers to go around the parent, who, by the way, have delegated to the teacher in loco parentis to be their representative in that classroom time as a parent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
This directive is saying go around the parent.
Right. We see that a lot.
Well, it's just outrageous. I mean, the teacher is in loco parentis, but it doesn't mean that they have all authority relative to that student. Mm-hmm. Like
just
you say.
Classroom situation.
And so quickly, because we're going to break, numbers 5 and 6 are this. Stand up, speak out for the students in need, learn about bullying, and then, of course, become the political activist.
Okay,
and then
this is all
6,
code
do something. Do something if the hall or stairwell or your classroom and you witness someone being harassed or humiliated, intervene, but get additional support. Get everyone involved, the victim, the perpetrator, the witnesses. They need to know how unacceptable this is. So now we are advocating for grassroots action mm-hmm. in the classroom.
And it's all to promote any kind of sexual behaviors.
Yes, and this is an example of what the NEA is encouraging teachers across the country to do.
Frankly, it is none of their business.
Right.
Yeah.
They are there to teach our children to read, to write, and to think, and to know history. They're not there to be social engineers, but that is what education has become. Thank you so much for bringing this to our attention, Steve and Janice Graham. I'm Sherilyn Eager. We're going to be right back with Arthur Goldberg from Jonah and a lawsuit that he took all the way to the Supreme Court. These are Jews offering alternatives for homosexuals.
Right.
What are you waiting for? A 6-year limited powertrain warranty? Savings on performance matched implements? How about generous customer instant rebates and low rate long-term financing? Head down to your local Kubota dealer before July 31st and take advantage of this incredible offer on a standard L-Series compact tractor. Kubota, this is what we do. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit your local Kubota dealer, UtahKubotaDealers.com.
Hi, it's Sherilyn Eager with the Liberty Lineup Show. As a mom and a grandma, I really care about my family's health. Over the years, I've been the one to find the doctors and services. So if you're like me, I was deeply troubled by the Obamacare mandate and its invasion of my privacy. But now, I've found an alternative that gives me and my family freedom from insurance. It's called Medical Cost Share, and we absolutely love it. Medical Cost Share exempts us from the Obamacare mandate, including the IRS penalties. And we can choose and keep our doctors and hospitals because there are no networks, no HMOs, no PPOs, and we can take it with us anywhere in the country. It even includes naturopathic and other alternative treatments. I love that the shared expenses do not include abortion services or other socially objectionable practices. And the best part is it costs a whole lot less. For a special offer for our listeners, go to medicalcostshare.com/opt-out now. That's medicalcostshare.com/opt-out now. It's not insurance, it's better.
This is Stan Ellsworth. You may have seen me touring America teaching about history on BYU TV's American Ride. Join me right here on K-Talk each week on Monday at 3 p.m. as we explore America's history from sea to shining sea under the azure blue vault of the... I can't read this stuff. I don't even know who wrote this stuff. Hey, look, I'm Stan Ellsworth. Catch me every Monday at 3 p.m. on K-Talk. We're going to do America's history, and we're going to do it right.
Welcome back to the Liberty Lineup Radio Show. This is the Faith and the Fire Day with Stephen Janice Graham. And we are about to be talking with Jonah Goldberg of Jonah Goldberg.
Arthur.
I wonder how often that happens to him. Anyway, that was a great prophet.
It's Arthur, a compliment.
Arthur Goldberg of Jonah. Which is a Jewish outreach to help Jewish homosexuals change. And he has gone through a very difficult lawsuit over the past, couple of years, I suppose. So go ahead, Steve, Janice, and let's introduce Arthur.
So, Arthur, are you there?
Not just yet, but he is now.
Yep. You're on the air, Arthur. Welcome to K-Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Listen, Arthur, first of all, we appreciate your being here, and we know you've had some difficult times. How long has it been since this whole legal thing started with you and Jonah?
Well, it started around 2012, so it was about a three-year process.
And when was the ruling on the court case?
The ruling came down last June in 2015, although actually that was the official jury response, but the truth of the matter is that for the 6 months prior thereto, most of the judge's rulings preordained what the results would be.
Now, before we get into that, Arthur, why don't you tell us what Jonah stands for? It's an acronym, right?
It is an acronym. Well, first of all, it stands for the Biblical Prophet, clearly. But also, we use it as an acronym for Jews offering new
alternatives
for healing. Right.
And when did you? Are you the one that formed that?
Together with a woman named Elaine Silador Burke, there were two of us who did it.
And when? What year was that?
That was 1999.
So you had been going for 16 years.
Correct.
Over a decade by the time somebody decided that they were going to file some sort of complaint. On what basis could they file a complaint against your organization that was just
trying to
offering help?
Yeah, healing people from trauma.
Right. It was actually filed by the Southern Poverty Law Center, which, has this listing of hate groups, and they themselves are really more of a hate group than anything else. And what really happened is they were looking around for plaintiffs, and there was a fellow named Wayne Besson as well, who's one of the notorious gay activists,
yes.
Who decided to try to hook up a couple of people from that had half gone through the Jonah program but hadn't really done it. I mean, they had signed up for it. And by the way, Jonah did not only work with Jews. In fact, one of the plaintiffs was a Mormon fellow from Utah named Michael Ferguson, which is, and the case is actually called Ferguson versus Jonah.
Isn't that interesting?
And so you'll help anybody?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we did help anybody. Jonah is now officially dissolved.
Right.
But yes, our theory was we would work with people of all faiths or no faith.
So when you say Jonah is dissolved, I'm sure that's one of the rulings by the court. Tell us about what that says.
On what basis?
End results of the full trial was that Jonah had to go out of business, had to dissolve itself.
And this is based on religious beliefs, on your scriptural beliefs.
Well, the answer is yes. Of course, that was one of our major defenses. But one of the things is that the court actually, it's very interesting, the court denied a motion in the pretrial from the plaintiffs to strike our First Amendment religious liberty defense. We said we have a religious liberty defense, and we're allowed to be able to do this under our religious beliefs. Nevertheless, and when push came to shove, the judge refused to instruct the jury that we had a religious liberty defense, and even worse, was he prohibited our defense counsel from even mentioning our First Amendment rights during the closing argument.
Let me ask you about that. Arthur, the reason I want to ask you about that is because I've read this article that was written in February by a Dr. Laura Haynes. It's called Sexual Orientation Change Efforts Under Attack. And she writes in detail about your court case and the miscarriages of justice that were contained in it. And so when you say, so I knew that you would eventually get to this where the judge said that they couldn't even mention it in their closing arguments. So how does that happen? Does he take both attorneys or all the attorneys into his office and say, now, here's what you're allowed to and not allowed to say in your
closing? No. What happened actually was Charles Lemandry, who was our lead attorney, he works with a pro bono law firm called Freedom of Conscience Defense Fund.
And they're the ones that were
handling our trial. And in the closing argument, Chuck started to say, as he's going to the jury, he's saying to the jury, "Well, now you got to understand that this is we have First Amendment freedom of religion rights, we have conscience rights," and the judge basically interrupts Lemandry and says, "No, not in this case. I don't want to hear that."
Unbelievable. I mean, a judge interrupting a lawyer in his closing arguments.
Correct.
To squelch.
Pretty much. Say,
his right to speak.
We don't want to hear about religious freedom. That's just passé.
Exactly. Well, this judge had so many outrageous rulings, it was just unbelievable. I mean, there was actually no chance that we could have won this case in retrospect. When we look at all the rulings, I mean, one of the worst rulings that the judge made was that he excluded our expert witnesses on the grounds that the APA had delisted homosexuality as a mental disorder from the DSM, and that the judge improperly believed that all our experts said it was a disorder under the APA. The judge actually, there's a language in the judge's ruling that is just unbelievable. He says, the theory, and I got to read this to you, the theory that homosexuality is disordered is not novel, but like the notion that the earth is flat and the sun revolves around it is instead outdated and refuted. And therefore, Joe Nicolosi, for example, who's well known in the field, and many other people, we had actually submitted an affidavit from Nick Cummings, the former president of the APA. I mean, there were any number of well-known psychologists, psychiatrists, licensed professional counselors. We had six people that wanted to testify, including, by the way, a rabbi who was going to testify on the religious freedom aspects, all of whom the judge refused to allow to testify.
What a bad judge.
And so did the judge disallow any of the other side's witnesses?
No, as a matter of fact, to the contrary, he basically encouraged the other witnesses. I mean, one was an avowed lesbian sociologist who had this crazy theory refuted, by the way, in certain other cases about the fact that we had that these people were programmed. The reason why they didn't object to this because we had emails from a number of them, "Oh, you guys are doing a wonderful job. This is terrific. You know, we're so happy." And so we were using that as in cross examination, saying, "How come you didn't complain at the time?" So her theory was that, "Oh, they were brainwashed. This is it was cult-like behavior." So that was one. Another one was a guy out from Utah, again, an avowed homosexual therapist that's based in Salt Lake City. He was one of their expert witnesses. And then the third one was a former president of the American Psychiatric Association who, on cross-examination, admitted that people can change.
Yeah, we were just looking at that in the article, and the person from Utah is well known out here among gay circles. His name is Lee Beckstead.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. It was Lee Beckstead, whose testimony was really off the wall, in my judgment.
So even though you couldn't get your witnesses to testify under cross-examination, the witnesses for the plaintiffs, for the other side, were saying that sexual orientation can be changed.
Correct.
But the judge didn't say that they were stupid or uneducated.
Right. The judge did not say that they were outdated and refuted and all that kind of thing. Absolutely not.
They just never said you could change from homosexuality to heterosexuality.
Well, they actually admitted on the cross-examination because, again, my lawyers did a fabulous job. And they dug into writings that all these people had done and other source material. And one of the for example, in Beckstead, had said somewhere in one of his writings something about, well, people can change. So he said, well, if you said people can change before, what's different in this case? And, you know, he double-talked at that point the answer.
You have to strain. It strains belief that a judge and a jury could come up with this.
Well, the jury really had no choice. I don't really blame the jury because you know, when the jury only hears one side of expert witnesses, when you're not allowed to talk about your religious liberty rights, when, for example, I mean, there's another part of the case that really totally bothers me. We were sued under the consumer fraud law of the state of New Jersey, which is the most liberal consumer fraud law in the country. Now, consumer fraud is supposed to apply to you sell a faulty refrigerator, you sell a car that's not working, whatever, and it's a commercial statute for people who charge money. Well, Jonah never charged anything for its services. It was a not for profit and had no compensation from the clients. So one of our arguments was, well, this whole case should be dismissed because the consumer fraud law applies. Does not apply. A consumer fraud law does not apply to a duly constituted not-for-profit. And there was no case that was found prior to our case which actually applied this law to a not-for-profit organization. And as I said before, this reasoning makes sense because consumer fraud is intended to curtail unfair business practices where people are cheated out of their money, and Jonah never charged for its services. Not only that, but neither Elaine Burke, my co-director, nor I ever charged anything. We never took a salary. We were 100% volunteers in the organization.
So how in the world could any judge or court system or whatever let this be brought?
That's really a very interesting question.
Because you consumer fraud means you sold something, and as you were just explaining, you didn't sell, you didn't receive any money for it. All you did was refer people.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
So let me ask, were you and your co-founder personally named as well as Jonah in this?
Yes. I was named as personally, and then one of the reasons why we did not take the case up on appeal was that under this statute, the losing party is responsible for the legal fees of the other side.
Oh.
Exactly.
So you've already had to pay their legal fees.
Well, what happened was is that part of my lawyers basically had spent on charitable donations from pro-family people and whatever.
Sure.
They basically had about $3.5 million worth of expenses, and they had like 3 or 4 attorneys on the case.
Oh, man.
The SPLC had anywhere between 10 to 14 lawyers in court every day and had at least that many number of people involved in the case. They also brought in some big New York law firm, which charges whatever $400 or $500 an hour, whatever. So the estimate for their legal fees would have been somewhere between $10, $12, $14 million. And frankly, at my age and my station in life, and the other people that were involved, who were personally on the hook, we all would have had to go into personal bankruptcy and start life all over again, and we just couldn't afford that.
Let me read one thing from this article.
Sure.
It says, it's about the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Mm-hmm.
It says, with the SPLC's assets of over $340 million, their strategy is to spend as much money as necessary to bankrupt small religious organizations like Jonah that hold religious beliefs that homosexuality is not natural and can be changed, and get rid of therapists who are open to a client's goal of change, and Christian law firms that represent them, like the Freedom of Conscience Defense Fund you were talking about.
Right.
$340 million is what they've got. And they can sue you for the rest of your life, and they'll never run out of money.
Not only that, but a lot of their money, we found out, is held offshore. I'm not quite sure why a nonprofit organization would be holding funds offshore.
Yeah, because it's not subject to tax.
Well, it's not subject to tax anyway. So
yeah.
Whether it's offshore or onshore, what's the difference? What are they hiding?
Right.
Yeah. Well, we've got just about a minute left in this first segment. Can you stay over for another segment with us, Arthur?
Sure. It'd be my pleasure.
Okay. Because what we want to do is talk about some of the naughty things people have said about Jonah and
and additional attacks that are going on right now against this therapy.
Yeah, against the therapy and what it holds for our culture and our country. So while we're getting ready to go there, let me ask, when you shut down something like Jonah and you had people that you were helping or whatever, what becomes of them?
Unfortunately, they're probably abandoned.
You just had to stop all communications with them?
Well, no, we can still communicate with people, but we can no longer give them resources.
Yeah. And, I think what we have to do is wait for the next segment, because one of the questions I'm going to ask is, have you started another organization in Jonah's, after Jonah?
Yes, we have.
Spoiler alert, Arthur. We're going to come right back to hear all about that. And so this is Sherilyn Eager with Stephen Janice Graham. This is Faith in the Fire. We're talking to Arthur Goldberg, formerly of Jonah and Orthodox Jewish Outreach, to help people struggling with homosexuality. We'll be right back after this break.
Attention gun owners.
A gun trust can keep your family safe from becoming accidental felons and protect your privacy, at least until July 13th, when new laws go into effect. Inter Vivos Law Firm can help with your legal questions. Speak with attorney Garrett Smith and find out what you can do about it. 801-477-1570. And be sure to mention KTOC for your free legal consultation. Gun laws affecting privacy of gun owners are changing on July 13th. It's urgent. Call now. 801-477-1570. That's 801-477-1570.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
At Eden Valley, our story is simple. We went in search of quality food storage, and we found it didn't exist. So we created our own. Read the labels on our food storage, then read the labels on the other guys, and you'll understand the difference. Top quality ingredients that last. Durable nitrogen-sealed packaging. Visit us at EdenValleyFood.com. For the best food at half the price, call 801-668-7272. That's 801-668-7272.
Welcome back to the Liberty Lineup Radio Show. This is Faith and Fire Day with Stephen Janice Graham. I'm Sherilyn Eager, your host, and we want to give a special thanks to our segment sponsor, Medical Cost Share. If you want to repeal Obamacare, you must know Congress is not going to do it anytime soon, but we have a plan, and if we tell enough of our friends and family to opt out now, no tax, no penalties, we can put a dent in what socialized medicine is doing. So be sure to go to medicalcostshare.com/opt-out now. medicalcostshare.com/opt-out now. I use it. It works. It's not insurance. It's better. All right, my friends, we are back with Arthur Goldberg of Jonah. And Arthur, before the break, you were about to tell us about the aftermath of Jonah now being dissolved and what you are doing to replace that organization.
Thank you. We basically are prohibited by the court order from giving referrals anymore. On the other hand, our freedom of speech, we believe, has not been infringed upon. So what we did is we created a new organization called the Jewish Institute for Global Awareness, or the abbreviation is JIFGA, J-I-F-G-A. It's JIFGA.org, is its website. And what that organization will be doing, essentially, is trying to educate society about the universal ethics of the Noahite laws. After the flood, God basically gave Noah seven commandments that would apply to all of humanity, to people of all faiths, or actually no faith, but in particular for people who are descendants of the Abrahamic faiths. So it's any Christian, Jew, actually even Muslim, frankly, if they want to follow these laws. And these commandments were recognized by President Reagan in 1982 when he talked about the eternal validity of the seven Noahite laws as a moral code for all of us, regardless of religious faith. Even our Congress, as dysfunctional as it is today, back in 1991, they talked about the historical tradition of these ethical values and principles upon which our great nation was founded, and it's been the bedrock of society from the dawn of civilization. Again, speaking specifically of the seven Noahite laws. They also warned us that the most recent weakening of these principles has resulted in a crisis that beleaguer and threaten the fabric of civilized society, and that without these ethical values and principles, the whole edifice of civilization stands in serious peril of returning to chaos. We only have to look at what the way our world is today to understand that we have descended into that kind of chaos today.
That's right.
And it's so important.
So what are these seven universal commandments?
The seven universal commandments involve, first of all, being respectful of the fact that God exists and that we shouldn't, how do I want to phrase this, that blasphemy or curse the name of God. So one is idolatry, the second is blasphemy and the cursing of the name of God. The third is not to kill, and that includes things like abortion. That includes things like assisted suicide. I mean, any kind of unwanted killing and of a human being. Another one is robbery and theft. And then, of course, you got the big one of immorality and forbidden sexual relations, preservation of the family unit. Then there's a very interesting one about nature, that you're not allowed to eat meat from a live animal. And that has now been expanded into really trying to preserve nature in terms of the relationship of the human being toward nature. And then finally, and last but not least, which of course goes directly back to the Jonah case, is you're supposed to establish a justice system and courts of law that is supposed to be moral and to enforce the other six laws. But of course, as we know, look what happened with Hillary Clinton, for example. I mean, you've got no justice basically coming out of our system of laws today.
Well, this is very interesting. I've been teaching the Old Testament over the past year, and in my faith, and I am, full disclosure, I am Mormon, and
God bless. I got to tell you, the Mormons and the Jews are very close in the theology in many ways.
Orthodox Mormons.
You know, speaking of which, when he mentions Orthodox Jews, you had a question you wanted to ask him about.
Yes. I'll get to that in just a second here. But I must say that the recurring theme throughout the Old Testament, I know the Torah is the part of it that is basic to the Orthodox belief, is all about the people moving away from God, and it happens through idolatry, all of these things that you're talking about that pulled them away from God, and every time that happened, their society collapsed.
Correct.
And this is a lesson in history
that
we need to pay attention to.
Yeah, what do we have to look forward to if we continue down the road that we're on, which is more of the chaos, isn't that right, Arthur?
Absolutely, positively. The society is on a path, in my judgment, at this point, toward disintegration. But there is hope, and there is salvation if we will return to God's commandments. The problem is that the whole secular society has now created its own new religion of secularism. Mm-hmm. To replace deist philosophy.
It's just an they have really nothing to found their beliefs on. It's an arbitrary thing.
Well, everything that this is opposed to is what they found their beliefs on. these seven
the opposite of God.
The opposite, except for the part about being vegan. But, Arthur, I am so proud of you for not giving up, first of all, on what you were doing, and the attacks that you have been subjected to are out of sight. I mean, how has the Jewish community responded to what you were doing? I've read some things about your weekends, you know, in the woods and all, and Are you not going to file defamation lawsuit? This is incredible.
Well, first of all, what's really interesting about that, those weekends in the woods are not ours. They're a separate independent organization called People Can Change, who now the SPLC has filed a complaint against before the Federal Trade Commission.
So you were dragged into that. This is defamation in my view.
I would agree.
And you
were... But as a, quote, public figure, It's very hard to prove a defamation suit, unfortunately.
I know.
Were you affiliated with People Can Change?
No, we have no formal affiliation. We referred people to the People Can Change weekends called Journey into Manhood. And then also, what's even more astounding is the judge allowed advanced weekends of Journey into Manhood called Journey Beyond. The judge allowed their protocol to be introduced, which talks about some of the stuff that was involved in what you've read about. None of the plaintiffs, get this, none of the plaintiffs ever attended Journey Beyond. So how could it be a consumer fraud except for scandal purposes without having an expert witness now explain what the purpose of what those were?
They twist everything.
And doesn't People Can Change have some sort of Utah or Mormon connection?
Very strongly. In fact, the all the founders of People Can Change are indeed Mormons. Most of the leadership are Mormons.
And so they are now facing legal action as a result of the Southern Poverty Law Center?
There has been a complaint filed at the Federal Trade Commission level against People Can Change. No response has been filed yet, and we're not sure whether the Federal Trade Commission is actually going to even take the case. But fairly significant complaint form was filed probably 3 or 4 months ago.
So, Arthur, I'm looking at their website right now. Is there anything that the Southern Poverty Law Center has said about them that is true? Because it sounded unique.
Well, what they're trying to say, twisted and distorted a lot of stuff. So, I mean, the problem is that you can take anything out, as we all know, you can take something out of context and distort and twist it and make it sound
absolutely
awful.
I know exactly what you're saying, because even in the LDS Church, our critics have taken, you know, what we do in our temples so far out of context. I've even heard that we do sex orgies in our temples, which is outrageous.
Whoever
said that about the Mormon Church are probably involved in this group here, because part of what they complained about in the publicly, what I don't think I've seen in the formal complaints, is that these weekends have sex orgies. I mean, hello. Must be the same people.
Well, yes, the same spin. In other words,
exactly.
Propaganda. And propaganda is very persuasive. That's why we are on the air, Arthur, to try and cut through that and bring truth to light and change the narrative.
Yes, we think some people may have heard about your lawsuit that you lost and heard it from the wrong sources. And that's why we wanted to have you on today, so you could set the record straight and let people know that you weren't the devil. In fact, you were working for God to help people who had lost their way and wanted to change. Because we believe repentance is possible. Permanent change of mind and heart is possible. And I know that's what Jonah was all about.
Correct. Yeah, so, we certainly were, you know, we felt very strongly that we're supposed to be doing God's work on earth. That's what we're here for. That is the mission. That is why we are created by our Holy Father. And what the secularists have done is totally distort this. I mean, as you guys know, this is all over the place. I mean, in every single context, they're out there distorting. There's this poor guy, an African American minister in Georgia and Florida, who basically stopped a bathroom bill
in Jacksonville,
and the poor guy is basically being thrown out of business by the gay activists and losing his home and whatever. Mm. He's got his own GoFundMe site called Standing for God. I mean, but that's only just one example of thousands of examples that are out there.
Yeah, and we're going to cover that one next week, I think, Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
But, Janice.
Well, Arthur, can you just tell us in a nutshell some stories of how you've helped people out of homosexuality?
Sure.
Let me say we've got about a minute, so go for
it. Okay, 1 minute. There are hundreds of people who we have successfully helped change their feelings, their behavior, and or their identity. That's the three levels of homosexuality. And to the and they've been changed to the extent that they were able to enter into marriages with the opposite sex, holy covenanted marriages, have children, have families, and have never been happier. And there are literally hundreds and hundreds of these cases, as opposed to the mythology that is out there about people who are born gay, they can't change, and that harm results, all of which is a bunch of garbage.
Yeah,
yes, and shouldn't that warm our hearts? People who've straightened out their lives and can be fulfilled, it's just, it should warm our hearts instead of making people angry.
We have a very quick question, if we can take this caller, Arthur. And so let's just do this very quickly because we're running out of time here.
Sure.
This is Zane from Riverton. You're on the air.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about how to treat Gentiles and Goyim and Talmud, Torah. And I just want to know if that is in regards to extremism, or is that giving a blanket permission to all Jews to treat non-Jews poorly?
Okay. Arthur,
I've never heard that we're supposed to treat non-Jews poorly. In fact, the exact opposite. We're supposed to deal with non-Jews with reverence and love.
Sweet.
Arthur, we are out of time. Tell us how to reach you, and we want to have you back on again.
Thank you so much. You can reach me through info@jifga.org, J-I-F-G-A, which stands for Jewish... Jewish Institute for Global Awareness, J-I-F-G-A. And they can reach us, just hit the info@jifga.org button. They can also call me if they want at 201-433-3444. I'm happy to be available to anybody that wants information about whatever we do.
Thank you so much for your time today, Arthur. We must have you back again. You take care.
Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much.
We're going to connect in with our news break now. We'll be back right after the news.
Wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Hey, Lucy, you're the CFO of this company.
That's why you pay me.
We need a better way to manage our expenses.
Concur.
Automated expense reports.
Concur.
Faster invoice processing, timely financial data, a whole system that helps us make better decisions around how we spend our money.
Concur.
While I appreciate your enthusiasm, I'm actually looking for ideas, not agreement.
That's why we're getting Concur for expense, travel, and invoice. Everything you described scaled perfectly to our business, and it's surprisingly cost-effective.
Lucy, you're a genius.
I concur.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
The cloud. It may sound nebulous, vague, hazy, but the value of cloud computing for your workforce can be very real indeed. That's why thousands of organizations of all types and sizes are deploying in the Kronos Cloud, transforming the way they access workforce management solutions to reduce labor costs, improve workforce productivity, and minimize compliance risk. For a clear view of the Kronos Cloud, visit Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone.
You're listening to Utah's first number one talk station. K-Talk, AM 630, KTKK, Sandy, Salt Lake City. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Police race relations, Baton Rouge prosecutor. I'm Chaz Henry. Dallas Police Chief David Brown today telling reporters more work needs to be done to improve race relations in the U.S.
Particularly in our profession. And leaders in my position need to put their careers on the line to make sure we do things right, not be so worried about keeping their job.
In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the district attorney who would typically lead the investigation into the police shooting of Alton Sterling is recusing himself from the case because of a personal connection to one of the officers involved.
Trust in our criminal justice system is as important as transparency. Due to the professional relationship that I've had with his parents of one of the officers involved in the shooting, the best way that I can maintain that trust is to request another prosecutor be appointed in my place.
The State Department's authorizing the voluntary departure of family members of Americans posted to the U.S. Embassy in Bangladesh after a series of deadly extremist attacks in that South Asian country. I'm Chaz Henry. 560 more U.S. military force members will soon be headed to Iraq. Defense Secretary Ash Carter today making an unannounced visit to that country, talking about how he hopes the service members will help Iraqi forces push out Islamic State fighters.
This contingent will help the Iraqis establish a logistical springboard for their offensive in Mosul, which Prime Minister Abadi reaffirmed to me that he wants to accomplish this year.
British Prime Minister David Cameron will step down on Wednesday. Correspondent Robin Oakley telling us Conservative Party leaders have elected Theresa May to succeed Cameron after he tenders his resignation to the Queen.
Withdrawal of Andrea Leadsom from the contest today has resulted in news that David Cameron will be out of Downing Street within 2.5 days now, and that Theresa May will be the new Prime Minister.
And Taylor Swift is now on top of Forbes' annual list of the 100 highest paid celebrities with an income of $170 million last year. The Dow right now up 127. I'm Chaz Henry.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings. Once again, raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
Disney breaks a box office record and Blink 182 tops the charts. We've got your entertainment news.
I suffer from short-term memory loss.
That didn't stop Finding Dory from bringing in over $50 million this weekend at the worldwide box office, which helped Disney break a record set just last year.
Life is too short to last long.
Blink 182 dethrones Drake. The Canadian rapper's Views album had held number one on Billboard's Top 200 chart for the past 9 weeks, but was beaten by the pop-punk band's new album, California. The band's seventh studio album, featuring the single Bored to Death, debuted at the top of the charts with 172,000 traditional album sales, making it the third largest week for a rock album this year, according to Billboard. I'm Rick Damigella.
The effort to roll back Colorado's pot legalization has gone up in smoke. Marijuana opponents in the state had given up now on a plan to ask voters to require less potent pot. Backers of the ballot measure say they couldn't raise enough cash to advertise for the initiative.
Attention gun owners.
A gun trust can keep your family safe from becoming accidental felons and protect your privacy, at least until July 13th, when new laws go into effect. Inter Vivos Law Firm can help with your legal questions. Speak with attorney Garrett Smith and find out what you can do about it. 801-477-1570. And be sure to mention KTOC for your free legal consultation. Gun laws affecting privacy of gun owners are changing on July 13th. It's urgent. Call now. 801-477-1570. That's 801-477-1570.
At Eden Valley, our story is simple. We went in search of quality food storage, and we found it didn't exist. So we created our own. Read the labels on our food storage, then read the labels on the other guys, and you'll understand the difference. Top quality ingredients that last. Durable nitrogen-sealed packaging. Visit us at EdenValleyFood.com. For the best food at half the price, call 801-668-7272. That's 801-668-7272.
It's a Thought Police Free Zone, the Liberty Lineup radio show, where independent thought just can't be bought.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Liberty Lineup Radio Show. This is Faith in the Fire Day with Stephen Janice Graham, and I'm Sherilyn Eager. This hour, we are going to be talking about a variety of ways in which our religious liberties are under attack. We have a small-town judge in Wyoming that's about ready to lose her job because of her religious beliefs. President Obama's banned single-sex bathrooms at national parks and forcing schools to accept radical transgender ideology. Stick around for more. I would especially like to thank our great sponsors of the Liberty Lineup Radio Show. We are going to be at the Republican National Convention next week, all 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And we are broadcasting live from there. And then I will also be doing some live reports from the convention throughout the day for K-Talk Radio. And so we're on Radio Row. It's going to be, according to media reports, a wild time. Of course, that bumps the ratings and, you know, encourages more people to listen in. And, of course, there are reports of, you know, some possible riots that might take place. Who knows? But at any rate, we will be there to report it. And we want to thank the sponsors who are helping us give you this live coverage, and all of them in a nonpartisan way. They're not, this is no endorsement of any political party. They just are supporting the opportunity for us to be on Radio Row to report to the citizens of Utah and in the 186 countries in which we are heard. So thank you to Zermatt Resort and Hotel Park City, Four Diamond Resorts that are in Utah, and also Harvest Right Freeze Dryers. These are companies that are headquartered in Utah but have national brands. Shout out to all of you. Those freeze dryers, Harvest Right, are on my Christmas list. Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum, she'll be with us. And also Dinesh D'Souza's newest film, which will be previewed at the convention, called Hillary's America. And we also want to thank the Freedom Festival, America's Freedom Festival, Provo. They broadcast to all the troops all over the world, right here from Utah, and the Freedoms Foundation at Valley Forge, and Morris Murdoch Travel. Thank you all so much. We want our listeners to thank our sponsors by using their products and services. And when you do, make sure you let them know that you heard about them on K-Talk Radio. That's very important. If you want us to stay on the air, support our sponsors. It's as easy as that. Medical cost shares, another. And that is very important to the message of liberty that we are spreading around the world. That said, we wanted to remind our listeners of our last guest, who is Arthur Goldberg, and a book that he has written. Janice, tell us all about that.
Yes, we didn't have time while Arthur was on the phone, but we at Standard of Liberty reviewed his book called Light in the Closet, Torah, Homosexuality, and the Power to Change. It's a big, fat book, and I wrote a big, fat book review. And you can find that on standardofliberty.org. It's called His Word to a Thousand Generations, and it's well worth reading. He explains, you'll learn so much about the Jewish religion, and you'll learn that they believe wisdom is an understanding of reality and truth that gives the only real consolation, which I believe to be true.
So, my friends, there are more attacks every day about religious liberty. I'm just going to gunshot a few of these. There's the latest information that religious liberty is now under attack in Russia. There will be no evangelizing outside of church.
Oh, man.
Now, that's pretty serious for any church that has a missionary outreach. Their new Big Brother law, according to Deseret News, has Christians, Muslims, and Jews fearing for their religious freedom. You know, I guess Russia hasn't learned its lesson, but whatever. So,
maybe the Russian leaders have learned their lesson. You know, they've never gotten over the fall of communism in Russia.
You're so right.
Putin is a former KGB.
You are so right. We're going to bring Oksana Bereshevtsa back on our show again because she will tell you all about that. And so I'm going to call her and see what her availability is. But yes, and so it's not just here in the United States. But let's go over some of these articles that you have brought to our attention that are headlining right now on what Obama's doing, what's happening to this judge in Wyoming. Go for it.
This is an instance of the thought police big time.
Which one?
This Wyoming judge who... Her name is, she's Circuit Court Magistrate Ruth Neely of Pinedale. And as far as I could see, she hasn't done or refused to do anything anti-LGBT. But because of her beliefs, her thoughts, her feelings, her religious feelings, people are out to get her.
Yeah, there's this thing called the Wyoming Commission on Judicial Conduct and Ethics. And someone has filed a complaint against her just because...
Did they see her go to church or something? I mean...
Well, there was a case where a judge performed a gay wedding in Wyoming, and a reporter asked her as she was standing by somewhere, what about in your little town, would you perform those? And she said, I wouldn't be able to perform one of those weddings. It's against my religious beliefs.
Also, I don't think that's part of her. She says she cannot solemnize weddings because she lacks the legal authority, so
yeah,
she wouldn't do it anyway.
As a municipal judge.
Yeah.
But she's also a magistrate, and magistrates are allowed to.
Okay. Just about anybody can do it.
But the Wyoming Constitution, let me read you what this article says. The Wyoming Constitution, which prohibits, the Wyoming Constitution prohibits the state from finding a person incompetent to hold office, quote, because of his opinion on any matter of religious belief whatever.
So much for respecting all opinions.
So I know that this applies to a president, but isn't this the same as saying in the Constitution that there cannot be a religious
test
yeah, for someone to run for public office
sure,
like the president?
And despite what that Wyoming Constitution says, the complaint asks it that after over 20 years of service in this little town, and there's only 2,000 people in the town, and nobody has ever asked her. She's never turned anybody down, like Janice said.
So there has not been a request for gay marriage. They're just pulling this out of the hat. Well, they have no standing legally then.
Well,
but they're pressuring.
They would have to bring a couple forward to deliberately do that, which is what they've been doing in most states.
Well, they've got a removal petition, apparently.
And you see that the thing is...
Who's wanting to remove
it's
her?
The Wyoming Commission on Judicial Conduct and Ethics. Mm. And so it's not a...
The thought police
court
of
case
Wyoming.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. They've asked that she be banned for life from the judiciary and pay up to $40,000 in fines merely for stating her belief
okay,
that her faith prevents
you
her
know
from
what?
Personally performing
this
same-sex
is what
marriages.
Happened in the Soviet Union. I just have to be honest about this and blunt. This is what happened in the Soviet Union. I'm going to call Oksana, have her get on with us again.
Can we please learn from this?
She contacted me a few years ago, very concerned about what she was seeing in the United States, and said, you know, this is what we left in the Soviet Union. And you know what she told me? That as long as the United States still has its First Amendment protection of, you know, the right to your religious beliefs and a Second Amendment to defend those rights, she says, you'll be okay. We'll be okay in this country. But look at how both of those are coming under attack.
They're being whittled down, and people are being intimidated of them.
One last thing. This, she has appealed this complaint or whatever, and it's now before the Wyoming State Supreme Court. They're the ones that will decide.
So your biblical beliefs can put you out of a job.
Well, all right. It's the last days, my friends. Right?
Yeah. Yes. We wish the Lord would come.
So, what's the next one you want to cover?
Well,
about
that's up to you.
About
that guard. Wait, there's the security guard?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Because that's...
Okay.
A female security guard has been arrested and faces hate charge for removing a man from a women's restroom in D.C.
Mm. So... You know,
and
why did
she have to remove this man?
We have.
She was mad about it.
around, you know, there's a grocery store chain back in the East that's called Giant. And this 32-year-old, this woman, a grown woman, is a security guard at the Giant grocery store. And she saw this 32-year-old man who calls himself Ebony Belcher.
That was a fabricated name.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, if I had all the names in the world to choose.
He went in the women's restroom, and she went in there and confronted him and said,
you guys cannot keep coming in here and using our women's restrooms, she told him. They did not pass that law yet. Yeah, that's what she said.
You know, people are expecting D.C., City Council to pass a law about transgenders and bathrooms and stuff, but they haven't passed it yet.
And so she was upholding the law.
and people who witnessed it said the guy disputed the fact whether he should have to leave or not, and it resulted in a physical confrontation between him and this female guard.
I think she just kind of removed him physically, but not violently, right? You know?
Well, it said, one thing says, one of the witnesses said, they were throwing stuff at one another. But it devolved into a physical altercation inside the store. It's right here, it says they were getting into it and throwing
stuff. Well, it's interesting that she's saying the reason why he couldn't come in, why the men couldn't, is she says they didn't pass the law yet.
Yeah.
In Washington, D.C.?
Yeah. And they have.
I'm not sure
about
that.
The crazy thing is, Washington, D.C. does have an Office of LGBT Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're monitoring closely this case. The guy went home and was whining to a friend of his who is a transgender activist who said, you know what? You need to go down and complain to the police. Swear out a complaint against her, which he did. And they came down to the store and arrested her. Off to jail with her.
The guard.
Yeah. And they're treating it as a hate crime. You know, but the crazy thing is there were lots of witnesses who didn't see it the way the LGBT activists and the local police are seeing it. You know, one customer who was shopping there said...
we're going to have to bleep it.
The guard was simply doing her job in protecting the privacy and safety of women and girls. Who were using the store restroom as any normal person in her position would do. So she's got the support, from what I've read, of most everybody that witnessed it.
Anyone who has common sense, and as the one individual said commenting on this, if you've got the male parts, you go to the men's bathroom. If you're born a woman, go to the woman's bathroom, period.
Right.
All right. We'll be right back. After this break, I'm Sherilyn Eager with Steve and Janice Graham, and more about the cultural chaos around which we live and how we might respond.
I'm Stan Ellsworth. You might know me from BYU TV's American Ride. Join me each Monday at 3 p.m. as we journey into America's past to learn how we can better America's future.
Hi, I'm Sherilyn Eager, host of KTOC's Liberty Lineup. We'll be live from Cleveland at the Republican National Convention, July 18th through the 21st. Throughout the day, we'll bring you exclusive eyewitness reports straight from the convention hall. We're sponsored by the best of Utah brands, Hotel Park City, Four Diamond Resort, a blend of modern luxury and old world alpine charm near golf course and minutes from the slopes. From your grocer's freezer to your oven, Rhodes Bacon Serve. Soft dinner rolls, warm and delicious, and home-baked. Harvest Right freeze dryers easily preserve all the food your family needs for 25 years. And our national sponsors, Phyllis Schlafly's Evil Forum, has led the conservative movement for over 50 years, preparing tomorrow's leaders today. And finally, Dinesh D'Souza's newest film, Hillary's America, the secret history of the Democratic Party. Join us for the event of the year. Hi, it's Sherilyn Eager with the Liberty Lineup Show. As a mom and a grandma, I really care about my family's health. Over the years, I've been the one to find the doctors and services. So if you're like me, I was deeply troubled by the Obamacare mandate and its invasion of my privacy. But now, I've found an alternative that gives me and my family freedom from insurance. It's called Medical Cost Share, and we absolutely love it. Medical Cost Share exempts us from the Obamacare mandate, including the IRS penalties. And we can choose and keep our doctors and hospitals because there are no networks, no HMOs, no PPOs, and we can take it with us anywhere in the country. It even includes naturopathic and other alternative treatments. I love that the shared expenses do not include abortion services or other socially objectionable practices. And the best part is it costs a whole lot less. For a special offer for our listeners, go to medicalcostshare.com/opt-out now. That's medicalcostshare.com/opt-out now. It's not insurance, it's better.
I know you do.
Friends, I think we ought to give a prize for anybody that can call us and let us know who that song was recorded by and when. How about that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I actually wrote a little book about that.
Oh, you did?
Yes. I won't say the title because it'll give it away.
Oh, okay. But if you know the group that recorded that song and the time frame, give us a call, 801-254-5855. What can we give away today?
One of our books.
Well, we've got one of our books, Chased by an Elephant, The Gospel Truth About Today's Stampeding Sexuality.
For families.
If you have the right answer, awesome. We'll leave it right outside at the studio with your name on it.
Okay, 801-254-5855. Name that group. You know what? Let's let them hear just a little bit more, just so they can have another chance.
It is lost in their own pollution. Question, what is the Constitution? That's what they said. Someday it would be. Now just look around. If that's what we see, it's got to be the last day.
Okay, that was your second chance clue for guessing who was it that recorded that song in the time frame.
It was a whole album. That's a hint.
And this is what they call deep tracks. You know, this is something that
Yeah, what were they
you
talking?
You have to know.
What were the issues they were talking about in this song yeah. back then that were like
cities
same
drown,
as now?
Cities drowning in their own pollution.
Yeah.
And people questioning
the Constitution.
The Constitution. And then in the first verse, it was
family relations,
families breaking mm-hmm. apart, and
destroyed,
sexual revolution, and yikes.
And whenever this was recorded, they were talking about the same things that we're talking about in big time today.
But it's even more now.
Yeah, more.
So anyway, that's just a little teaser, but everyone must be asleep today.
Yeah, because no one's calling.
Because
yeah.
we usually get inundated with phone calls when we ask a question. Okay, this could be your big chance to get a free copy of the Graham's book. What's the title again?
Chased by an Elephant, The Gospel Truth About Today's Stampeding Sexuality.
It's one of the best books you'll ever
read. For your
read.
Families, right?
For yeah,
families.
For good, families.
It's good information.
We have to now teach our children purposely the truth about male and female, marriage, all those things, or they'll learn something
and
else from
the
world.
And you know from experience in your own family, because tell us, you know, again, what happened there.
Well, we had a son, our middle child, out of seven, who had a lot of peer abuse when he was little, and he got hooked onto the internet right when it came out. We didn't know there was anything such as internet pornography. This has been many years ago now. And he was, you know, your sexual feelings are just sexual feelings, and they can be stimulated by practically everything, even nothing, when you're an adolescent boy. And he got involved in homosexuality, and he got himself out. And he's now living just a wonderful life.
He has and a family.
He has a family with two kids he adores. So it can be done.
He had a wonderful counselor.
Repentance is real. The Lord is real. And that's our way out.
Regardless
and we're all
of
sinners.
Your religious faith, yeah.
We're all sinners.
God.
We all yes. need to know this. We all need to know that the gift is offered to all of us, and we all need that gift of a Savior.
That's a wonderful preface to give people hope. Now we're going to dig into the weeds here on some other attacks on these religious beliefs. So where do you want to go next?
I want to go to national parks.
Okay.
Which we so much enjoy.
Folks, you remember how a month or so ago, or I can't remember when it was, it seems like a year ago, but it was just a month or so ago when the Obama administration said that all schools in our country had to make accommodations for transgender students in their bathrooms and the locker rooms and changing facilities. Well, they're not done.
They remember, never are done.
You think they're done when they...
They're not gone.
No. So here's the headline from Breitbart.com. Transgender ideology. Obama bans single-sex bathrooms at national parks.
Bans single-sex
bathrooms. Obama's deputies have decreed that single-sex bathrooms will be eliminated in national parks to help make the nation's outdoors into a transgender-supportive environment.
And that does not mean that it's a one-holer with a lock. That is not what that means, does it?
No. It means when there's multiple holes...
That's fine.
When there's multiple spaces in that restroom, anyone is welcome to go into any restroom.
Because we already have the kind that you just walk in and it's for one person and you lock it.
Right. So this is going to be, for example, when you go to a latrine up in a park and it's got several stalls there, anyone from male or female can go into either the
men's
or women's.
Are we not going to have signs? What's the use of having a sign that says male or female? I guess it'll just say restroom.
How will this play out? And do you want your little children to go in that?
Any old restroom?
And let me
point
out. It's
open like that?
Let me say also that the National Park Service runs all of the museums in Washington, D.C. So all of those places where you go to see
they'll
those
be the first
things.
To fall, won't they?
All those museums.
Yep.
Well,
the archives.
Good luck with that.
The American History Museum,
Library
the Washington
of Congress,
Monument.
All those wonderful, wonderful yeah. old buildings.
It's going to be transgender.
So, you know, what's the best response?
And they will take advantage of it.
One of the things we can do is complain. Open our mouths and complain about it. Regardless of what the people that we complain about, the complain to, say about it.
Remember the ACLU lawyer lady who said, okay, I have to quit my job here. Because I've been in a bathroom where two big men have walked in with my little girls standing there. And they were terrified and confused. And if the ACLU is going to support this transgenders allowed in any bathrooms thing, I'm out.
In fact, I've got some. There's four ways you can fight back.
Good for her.
if you are in a school district or in some government, you can fight the federal government in court and strive to get that overturned, as North Carolina has done, and Texas and those other 11 states that are fighting that in court. Also, if you're a school district, you can give up the federal money. And
oh, you know, I wish.
If it would be wonderful if we read the paper one day and heard that some school district had said, the federal government has contacted us and said we've got to accommodate transgenders, or they really are going to cancel our money, and we say, go ahead and keep your old money.
And let's make it clear, it's not just, quote, transgenders, which is a nebulous term anyway. It's anybody. It doesn't matter what they're dressed like. It doesn't matter what they identify as. Anybody can go in any bathroom because nobody's going to ask them. I mean, there's no rules about it.
Right. Who's going to be the...
You have to be dressed in girls' clothes to go into the girls' bathroom. No.
There's no monitor there.
No. There's no. There's no rule that says you have to act or dress or identify a certain way. It just says anybody can go in any bathroom. That's what it amounts to.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah. Here's another thing you can do. If you are an elected official, and this goes against your conscience, you can resign. Or you can do what the what's her name in Kentucky did. She went to
Kim
jail.
Davis.
Kim Davis. She went to jail. She had the possibility of a state legislature that would pass a law, and the governor signed it so that they don't have to have their names affixed to it. So she was able to get that problem fixed for her. But if you can't, resign from public office. And here's one last thing. If you're an individual, if you're parents or whatever, you can take your kids out of public school. Or you can complain to the school board and make it public. Call the press and tell them that you're complaining. Don't just stand by and wring your hands.
Those are wonderful action items to follow up on. And we do post a lot of this information on our Facebook page and also our website. The Liberty Lineup is the Facebook page. And so you can get all kinds of information there. But thank you for that. We're going to welcome to the air now one of our favorite callers, and I'm going to introduce her with her theme song. Welcome, Elaine. How are you today?
Oh, Mrs. Bickett's just fine.
So
don't get me started. Well, what did you expect? They're going to let him in the military. Once they let him in the military, I mean, you know, we're going to have a certain phrase. We're going to have to remodel everything and pay for it that the federal government is going to come out of our pocket. So what do we expect? Now, here's the deal. I think before you get into the bathroom, we should have voice recognition.
Wow. How does that work?
Well, because then we're going to know if you're male or female.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. So we need voice recognitions and all.
Why don't we just have, like we do at the airport, you have to be x-rayed naked or whatever.
Yeah. We could have them vetted. You know, I mean, but I'm sorry, I'm not changing my mind. I'm Mrs. Bigot. I'm staying Mrs. Bigot. You can come up with
any... Aren't we allowed?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can come up with any story you want, but here's the deal. Remember back in the old days when they wanted to try open dorms? How did that work out?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work because opposites attract. sorry, that's just the way it is. It's human nature. But now we're going beyond that.
Transgender and homosexual.
So. Well, Elaine, you know what your problem is? You just have far too much common sense in your soul.
Really?
It's hard to live in this world with that.
That must be because I'm a bigot.
Well,
didn't we love Archie Bunker?
I mean, but I mean, it's true. And I'm telling you right now, the rock of the heavens are going to open up sooner or later. Hell is going to hit us all.
Speaking of which, my friend, do you remember who recorded, did you hear that song we played?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
About the last day, do you remember the group that recorded it? Do you know? Who were they?
I mean, it's true. I mean, sooner or later, the Almighty's going to put up with this for so long, we're going to get a sign, and we're not going to like it. So when it comes, I don't want to hear people saying, oh, wow, did you hear that? I wonder what that was. Gee, I don't know. The heavens are open up, and they're trying to tell us something. Because at the end of the day, race, creed, religion, and all this holy dooey has nothing to do with it.
You're so wonderful. We always appreciate it when you call in and share with us your wisdom. And you call again, okay?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. We're just walk the narrow path and you'll be okay.
That's right. Good. Good advice. So, back to the topics that we are discussing here, the cultural changes around us, and national parks will never be the same. My fault there. Okay. So.
That's what you get when you call the federal government and try to complain.
The busy signal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Appropriate timing.
Because everyone is. Yeah. In fact, whenever they take surveys, they find that over 2/3 of the people that they survey think this is outrageous.
Oh,
it's more like 90% or something.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? They're saying to themselves and to the person asking the poll questions.
Well, this is like what Arthur was saying earlier in our program. If we replace God's laws with some arbitrary standard, anything's allowed, and it will, as C.S. Lewis said, it will cause the abolition of man because it's just chaos. And, you know, the bathroom signs, female, male, that's a little nod to God and to civilization and to order. We really want to give up those things?
Well, we don't.
No, we don't. And so
most of us don't.
No, we're getting close to our break, and we still do not have a caller that can tell us who recorded this song. I'm going to give you another listen. How's that? My impersonation. Okay, here we go.
That's what they said.
Pretty's guys.
That's what we see. It's gotta be the last days. Last days.
All right. Who is that group? You're gonna win a free copy of the Graham's book.
It's gotta be the last days.
Can have a recollection. What group that was that recorded that? I can't believe it. We're getting older. Are we getting older?
Yeah. Wasn't this in... Oh, you were going to ask when, so I won't say.
Well, when would be part of it. Yes, definitely. Oops. We are now coming on to a break. And so we'll let the answer to that question go over into the next segment, okay? 801-254-5855 if you know the answer. Who recorded that song, The Last Days? Sherilyn Eager with Stephen Janice Graham. We'll be back.
I recently met with a homeowner who was ready to retire but felt trapped in his job because his retirement funds had gone down substantially over the last few years, and he needed the income from his job to make payments on his home. In reviewing his options, he realized a reverse mortgage would pay off his current loan, give him some money to take care of much-needed repairs, and eliminate his monthly mortgage payment completely. If you own your home and you're 62 or older, you may qualify for a reverse mortgage that will help you meet your retirement goals. I have years of experience helping Utah homeowners and will help you find the right solution for your financing needs. With a 10-minute call, I can help you find out how you qualify and how a reverse mortgage can help you. Call me today, Alan Blood, 298-5887. That's Alan Blood with Capital Financial, 801-298-5887, NMLS number 3146.
I just met with my CPA and I'm pretty ticked off. He told me that I owe the Obamacare penalty of over $2,000 to the IRS on top of all my other taxes because I didn't have a qualified health plan last year. Andy tells me that the penalty is going to be even higher this year. Luckily, I'm not going to have to deal with that anymore. I decided to opt out of the whole Affordable Care Act, including the IRS penalties. How is that possible? I just heard about a medical cost-sharing organization, and as a member, I'm exempt to the ACA individual mandate and the IRS penalties. I do get to keep my doctor because there are no networks, no HMOs, no PPOs. I can go wherever I like. Best of all, I'm paying a lot less than I was for healthcare. You should check it out, too. All the information you need is at medicalcostshare.com. If it makes sense, you can even enroll online. It's so easy. Once again, medicalcostshare.com. I promise you'll be glad you did. Medicalcostshare.com. It's not health insurance. It's better.
Attention gun owners.
A gun trust can keep your family safe from becoming accidental felons and protect your privacy, at least until July 13th, when new laws go into effect. Inter Vivos Law Firm can help with your legal questions. Speak with attorney Garrett Smith and find out what you can do about it. 801-477-1570. And be sure to mention KTOC for your free legal consultation. Gun laws affecting privacy of gun owners are changing on July 13th. It's urgent. Call now. 801-477-1570. That's 801-477-1570.
Welcome back to the final segment of today's Liberty Lineup radio show, Faith in the Fire, with Stephen Janice Graham. I'm Sherilyn Eager, your host. And what a wild 2 hours we have been having, talking about these major cultural changes going on around us. We have asked for people to call if they know the name of this group that recorded this song. And
quite a while ago.
But here it is. We'll just kind of play this in the background. Give you one more chance, 801-254-5855. And if we don't hear from you in the next minute or so, you're going to lose the opportunity of getting one of Stephen Janice Graham's or Janice's really good books called
Chased by an Elephant, The Gospel Truth About Today's Stampeding Sexuality.
There you go. And so, 801-254-5855, all I can say is we know we've got callers and listeners out there, and we just must be getting
We've stumped them.
Okay, so we're going to reveal. Oh, we do have a caller.
Oh, good.
Let's see. Now, we're taking a chance here, okay?
All right,
here we go. Caller, you're on the air. Who's the group?
I know that group. That's the Osmonds.
Whoa! Ding, 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 ding.
Yay! So.
And I actually wrote a book about this album
What is the album?
Yeah. What's the album? Do you know the album?
The album is The Plan.
Exactly. Ding, ding, ding.
And about when did you come to know this and listen to this music?
Oh, I listened to it a long time ago. I'm old.
Was it? Do you know the year, Stephen?
I think it was 1971.
1973.
Yeah.
Oh, 73.
All right.
I distinctly remember playing this album in our little apartment. My husband and I, we had a little baby. And, oh, Janice, thank you. Anyway, so what's your name? We need your name.
Just your name.
My name is Ralph.
Okay, Ralph.
Ralph, what we're going to do is we're going to leave a copy autographed of this book in the front lobby in your name, Ralph, and in an envelope. And then you come by. It's at 10348 South Redwood Road.
Okay. At the K-Talk station.
K-Talk Radio.
All right.
Congratulations.
Good job.
You made our day.
Hey, Ralph, do you own that album?
I do not. Not anymore. It got water damaged.
Oh, I still have it, actually. I think it's time to resurrect those songs.
That book, had some true stuff in it.
The book that Janice wrote about that album is called The Plan Revealed, and it talks about how they wrote and recorded those songs and the gospel message of each one of the songs, because all the songs on the album step you through the gospel plan of Heavenly Father's plan for us in this life.
Mm-hmm. And it's a testimony of Christ.
And she says it's the best book she ever wrote. And she's written a number of books. So,
a good writer.
We would give you that one, but it's out of print.
It's out of print. Just like the Plan album.
Yeah, well, but we can hear it online. Hey, Ralph, thank you. So you be sure and stop by and get your prize.
I'll do it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Congratulations.
Bye. Have fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad that somebody in our age range is listening.
And I think if Ralph knew it, there's probably at least four or five people that knew.
No, there's thousands. Thousands.
Thousands. Oh, listen, I think we ought to talk about this story about the pharmacists who are required to sell abortion pills against their religious beliefs.
Now, didn't this happen with Hobby Lobby, like supplying them in their health plan? Is this the same sort of thing?
It's the same sort of thing,
but Hobby Lobby
different.
Won.
Yeah, and it's because Hobby Lobby was providing health insurance to their employees, and they didn't want to provide what they call abortifacient drugs, which is drugs that will bring on
early
an abortion.
Yeah, early and in the...
And so that was one thing inside their private company. The Supreme Court has ruled, and it was a 4-4 ruling. We'll get to that in just a minute. It has ruled that people who are pharmacists do not have the privilege or the right to
the First Amendment
choose
right.
That they will not sell abortifacient drugs. So that
based on their religious beliefs.
If you're serving the public as a pharmacist, then you're going to have to sell those drugs if a doctor prescribes it. And so what the effect is, it makes the pharmacist who has a religious belief against abortion a party to the abortion.
It forces them. And let's bear in mind that these people are a private pharmacy. It's not a big Walmart pharmacy or anything. They own, it's a family owned. Am I correct?
Correct. However, they say that doesn't matter if you serve the public, which I don't understand why everybody says, well, it's a business, and so if
a business can do whatever it wants.
Do you remember those signs that used to say we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're probably gone, or if they're still there, they're not in effect. Because I don't think you can refuse to serve anyone. But what about no shoes and no shirt?
Yeah.
So anyway, it was a 4-4 ruling in the U.S.
So
Supreme Court.
So how does that work?
And the reason it's 4-4 is because we don't... Justice...
Scalia died, but so there's eight.
Yeah, and...
Oh, so if they tie, it goes back to the
lower
court
ruling
yeah.
holds.
Right.
If Scalia hadn't been killed, I mean, if Scalia hadn't died.
Don't joke about it.
And I'm not joking.
I know.
He died and was buried too fast.
And with no autopsy.
With no autopsy.
Everybody gets
nothing.
Everyone gets an autopsy.
Of course, that's questionable.
Yeah. If one of the top officials in the country dies and you don't perform an abortion, you don't perform an autopsy, something has gone crazy.
Well, and you can convince people of things. I'm afraid the family got lassoed into...
Yeah.
So here's a bill that is going to be on the floor Wednesday of the House of Representatives. And it is sponsored by Fleming and Hartzler. I know Vicki, actually. She's from Iowa. They both are from Iowa. And it's called the Conscience Protection Act of 2016. And I am not sure that it would cover the pharmacist, but here is what it's about. It is to prevent governmental discrimination against providers of health services who decline involvement in abortion and for other purposes. So it's and for other purposes, which opens it up to other religious beliefs, okay? So this is to protect them because of their conscience. But when I look in the section of the definitions of the healthcare provider, it says an individual physician or other health professional. Is that a pharmacist?
I don't think a pharmacist is considered a health professional.
Okay. And then another definition, a hospital, health system, or other healthcare facility or organization. And a provider, sponsored organization, an accountable care organization, health maintenance organization, social services provider, program of training in health professions, an issuer of health insurance coverage, a group health plan. And it seems to have left out specifically a pharmacist.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about this, wondering if that could be amended by Wednesday.
It says here they are health professionals.
A pharmacist is a key health care professional
yeah.
in
okay.
helping people.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. So this is the bill, and we need to call our representatives immediately because this is happening Wednesday. To be able to protect these individuals if they don't believe in abortion. And if you're a nurse in a hospital and somebody walks in with health care coverage, then it covers abortion and they want an abortion, you are not protected right now. And if you decline to be party to that, you could be censured or lose your job. That's the present circumstance that we're in.
Yes.
So this is important. So here's the number to call. Get your pens and pencils out. It's called the Conscience Protection Act of 2016. It's in the House Wednesday. Area code 202-224-3121. Again, 202-224-3121. That's the main switchboard. You have to know the name of your representative. Call them. Tell them they must vote for this bill. The number is HR, the number of the bill, is HR4828. Again, HR4828, title Conscience Protection Act 2016.
Put that on our website,
now,
too.
Now, the question is whether it's likely to get through the House. Question is whether it's going to get snagged in the Senate, where we have that squishy few that will never give us the supermajority. Okay?
Yeah. So. And you know, once it passes the House, and if it passes the Senate, it's bound to be vetoed by the president. But that doesn't mean you don't.
That's okay.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you don't do it.
That's right.
Yeah, it's not okay. It's bad.
Well, it's not okay that the president's going to veto, but we have to run these bills.
We have to have these kinds of things so we can show the difference between us and others, so people can make some sort of informed choice whenever they're voting for president, which is a crazy thing this year.
Well, we're coming to the close of this discussion. Any final thoughts that you two want to share?
There's something I want to bring up on our show next week, and it's an example of the state of Iowa potentially reaching into and forbidding churches to preach whatever their doctrine happens to be if it goes against what the state thinks is appropriate.
That will be very fascinating.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it happen?
We are going to be at the convention. And so next Monday we're going to have, I believe, Phyllis Schlafly and some of our sponsors.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's do it on the 25th.
And
let's do it on the week after.
No. This topic, Phyllis Schlafly would love to speak about.
Yeah.
And because they're having the very next day the Life of the Party event on Tuesday there in Cleveland. So we have all kinds of things that we need to talk about next Monday.
You're going to be in Cleveland.
Yes.
Janice and I are going to be here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be a rollicking time starting Monday. Especially with that Republican convention.
That's right. So we're going to be following that thing very closely. Tomorrow we've got our next show, which is the Liberty Lineup's Fire on the Line, where politics meets principle, if ever. And Tim Irwin will be on with me. And then Wednesday, our Liberty Moms Day. Thursday, our Naked Truth Guys. Friday is our Media Lies and Legends Day. And we are hoping that you will each go out and teach your children, go out there and stand for truth. Connect with us, libertylineup.com. That's libertylineup.com. We thank our sponsors. Go tell our sponsors that you want to use them because you love the show and you want to keep liberty alive in the world. And so we have a great lineup tomorrow. We're going to be talking more about what's going on at that convention. And we want you to be sure and listen to Alex Jones is up next. And later on in the day, Joe Carey is going to be on 4 to 6. He and I are coordinating on this convention coverage. So we love you and appreciate you for listening in. Tell your friends. Friends, do not let friends listen to mainstream media. This is where it's at.
Look, listen, and live. With expenses adding up, it's time to find simple solutions to a longer life. The invisible forces at play in our world today are causing havoc to many people and their lives. It's now time to learn the answers and improve your life. Hi, this is Jim Kirkwood, and I want to introduce you to the author of the book, Invisible Forces.
Is the world in which we live killing us? The answer is yes. Hi, I'm Dan Chandra, the author of Invisible Forces, Modern World. I've discovered the secrets to longevity, and I'd like you to take this journey with me. Order my book today at InvisibleForcesDC.com. You'll love it. Cheers.
Order Invisible Forces today. Go to InvisibleForcesDC.com. Start now and do what so many have already done. Take control of your life. Read Invisible Forces. Go to InvisibleForcesDC.com. Look, listen, and live. Order your copy today. It's only $27.95. InvisibleForcesDC.com.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with GEICO.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my GEICO app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to GEICO. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices.
You're listening to Utah's first number one talk station. K-Talk, AM 630, KTKK, Sandy, Salt Lake City. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Dallas Arsenal, Trump on shootings. I'm Chaz Henry. We're learning more about the man who last week fatally shot five police officers in Dallas. Correspondent Victor Blackwell on what the city's police chief today said about weapons and bomb-making materials found at Micah Johnson's home.
A bomb tech who spoke with the chief on the day of that evidence collection said it was a large stockpile of bomb-making materials. He knew what he was doing. No evidence, though, on how he was going to use that ammunition, those bombs.
On the presidential campaign trail today, likely Republican nominee Donald Trump weighing in the wake of the Dallas police shootings.
It's time for our hostility against our police and against all members of law enforcement to end, and end immediately, right now.
Britain's conservative parties confirmed that Theresa May has been elected party leader with immediate effect, meaning she'll become the country's next prime minister. Prime Minister David Cameron has said he'll step down Wednesday. She'll replace him immediately. I'm Chaz Henry. The district attorney in Baton Rouge says he will not lead the investigation into two police officers who last week shot and killed Alton Sterling, as they seem to have him pinned to the ground. District Attorney Hilar Moore.
Though I have no direct relationship with either officer, I feel it is of the utmost importance that I disclose the personal relationship that I have had with each of Officer Salamone's parents over the past several years.
So Moore is recusing himself from the case. U.S. defense leaders say they're sending more than 500 more U.S. military people to Iraq. Correspondent Bob Costantini on why.
Iraqi forces are expected to launch a full-scale effort to retake the country's second-largest city later this month. In the effort to oust Islamic State fighters controlling Mosul, the U.S. will deploy another 560 troops to help with logistics, advising, and coordinating airstrikes, Defense Secretary Ash Carter says.
A powerful labor union that previously supported Bernie Sanders is now backing Hillary Clinton for president. Communications Workers of America formally endorsing today. I'm Chaz Henry.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Presenting The Grill.
Oh, beautiful pork tenderloin for double saucy ribs. With smoky bacon barbecue, you're gonna need a bib. America, America, pork will your taste buds thrill. And ground pork's good in the neighborhood, from grill to shining grill.
Let's grill for it.
Get started at porkbeinspired.com. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
There seems to be some erosion of efforts to stop teen tobacco use, and correspondent Bart Neckert tells us seems that vaping is the culprit.
A new study from the University of South Carolina finds that many teens who never would have smoked are now vaping. E-cigarettes entered the market in the United States in 2007, and by 2011, less than 2% of high schoolers said they had vaped in the last month. By 2015, that number jumped to 16%. That study is published in the journal Pediatrics. I'm Bart Necker.
In Boston, City Hall now has a porch to go with its beach. Mayor Marty Walsh has formally opened what he calls the City Hall Porch, where Bostonians and visitors can hang out. The porch is an extension of an artificial turf front lawn installed earlier this summer. The idea is to offer a space to let people play games, chat, relax in the sun. Mayor Walsh says he hopes the porch will help create a more welcoming environment in and around City Hall.
At Eden Valley, our story is simple. We went in search of quality food storage, and we found it didn't exist. So we created our own. Read the labels on our food storage, then read the labels on the other guys, and you'll understand the difference. Top quality and